Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, I think I've seen some people refer to it even as a two-player draft. We don't quite see it that way. We see more 5, 6, 7 players, and then maybe a little bit of a drop-off, and a big cluster of players after that. So I guess the intrigue and the nervousness will be how we view the top 6, 7 to be. Will one of those be there at 9 for us? Could there be a situation where we move up? If we have the pick, do we move up? Do we move back? If all the players are gone, or if one of them's still available there at, you know, 7 or 8.
Sabres assistant general manager. I think that's the correct title, right, Josh? Jerry Fortin? Because I know he's a director of amateur scouting, but also the assistant general manager as well now, Jerry Fortin. He joined Kevin Adams in a press conference earlier this week. You can hear that. If you haven't yet, go back and listen on demand at WGR550.com. Sal Capaccio with you here on NHL Draft Night. Joined in studio back in Amherst, I'm in studio. Capaccio is Brayton Wilson joining me right now. I appreciate Brayton coming aboard. He's got his duties at WBEN. So if something were to happen and Brayton had to bow out, we totally understand, Brayton. But let's hope that's not the case, and we can just talk NHL draft here. So good morning to you.
Morning. Yeah, no, I think we should be okay for the time that we're going to be chatting here for a little bit.
All right, so Sabres hold the number 9 overall pick. We spoke about a month ago. Have you changed any thoughts you have about the top 10, let's say, maybe what you had a month ago, maybe what you had a couple months ago? What has changed? A lot of times in the NFL, coming from that sport and covering the draft, you'll see a lot of guys rise, a lot of guys fall. How has that kind of morphed over the last couple months?
Yeah, I mean, I've been following a lot of the talk that's been going around town just about where some of these teams value some of these prospects. And it's really interesting to hear just how they like a prospect and whether or not that's just, you know, that's smoke, or if it's real, or if it's just something to kind of get the scent off of another team trying to pursue a certain prospect. It's really interesting to see how some of these teams have been talked about, how they're approaching this draft. And you know, my top 10 has, you know, I had my mock draft over at WGR550.com, and I already kind of had it together a little bit 2 weeks ago. And in the 2 weeks, I think I've changed around my selections 3 different times. And within that top 10, I think I did it twice to a couple of different players. So it's definitely going to be interesting to see who falls where and just whether or not some of those rumors were true.
Matthew Schaefer, clearly the number one pick, right? There's no doubt about that.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I don't foresee him falling out of at least the top 2, because, I mean, if it's not the Islanders taking him, then it's going to be San Jose. San Jose could use a number one defenseman in the future down the road. So if he falls to San Jose, that would be a little shocking. Not entirely just like, oh my God, no one saw that coming, but at least in my eyes, it would be shocking just to not see Matthew Schaefer going number one to the Islanders. But then after that, it's kind of a hodgepodge of which center, which forwards are going to go where.
It's always different, again, comparable to the NFL. I've said the other day, the NHL is a prospects draft, right? It's not like you're filling needs right away. In the NFL, if you're picking number nine, you can say, look, we have a need right here. The Bills draft at number nine, Ed Oliver, defensive tackle, bam, they plug him right in. That's not the case in the NHL. These guys are going to develop. That being said, how did, if at all, the trade the Sabres made yesterday, J.J. Paterka out, a couple of guys coming in, including a right shot defenseman they've been looking for, Michael Kesselring. How does that change, in your mind, any thinking the Sabres might have?
I don't think it really changes much of anything. Where they're sitting right now at number nine, they're probably going to take what they feel is best player available. They could go defense. They could go forward. And I mean, they're not going to take goaltender at this point. There's only really one goaltender that's been talked about as a first round pick this year, but I don't think that changes their mindset at all. I think it should be with where they are at number nine in the draft order. It should be best player available. However, given the fact that they do have a pretty strong and deep prospect pool, I could also see them going and approaching this and saying, okay, there's a particular prospect we like. We could take a swing at this guy and know that, okay, we do have a hole here, and it would be nice to add him and plug in that hole in the prospect depth chart and down the road for when he comes into the NHL. It'll be interesting how Buffalo approaches this draft. Listening to Kevin Adams and Jerry Fortin the other day, Kevin Adams obviously said it's best player available, but then we heard Jerry Fortin talking about, a guy like Radim Mirka, who's a big, tall, right shot defenseman, and obviously NHL teams love right shot defensemen because they're a rare commodity, especially when you got a guy like Mirka who's 6'6", 200, he's 6'6", 216 pounds out of Czechia. Yeah, that's a guy that if he's available there for the Sabres, I would think long and hard about taking him with that ninth pick.
All right, you have the Sabres in your latest mock. You'd like people to go read it, but I'll just say it here so you can talk about him. Brady Martin, center from the Sioux Greyhounds. Why did you have him mocked to the Sabres at number nine?
He is just a wrecking ball. That's the best way I can describe him. He is a player that has a super high ceiling, and if he hits that ceiling, it's a pretty complete ceiling with being a super skilled player, being good at both ends of the rink, and also just going around and hitting anything and everything that's in his sight. There are some people that have said that Brady Martin is maybe the best hitter in hockey, period. And he's only 18 years old, and people were saying that he hits better than some guys in the NHL. He's just very methodical. He kind of goes in with I wouldn't say reckless abandon, because that oftentimes could lead to injury, but he's very smart about the way that he engages physically with the opposing players. And just, he's got that upside of being potentially a skilled forward too. He's not flashy by any means. He's not going to go out there and score, these ridiculously insane goals, but he's going to do the hard work to get into the scoring positions, to get into areas of the ice where he can put a puck on net and create a good high danger chance. It's just a guy that I think a lot of players are licking their chops over. And also the fact that, one thing I kind of like, he's a farm boy. He's a kid that knows he has to put the work in and has to put the effort in order to get places. And I think a lot of teams are going to like that. And I could see Brady Martin going as high as the fourth overall pick with Utah. There were talks right after the combine that he had went out to dinner with Utah and that they were in love with him. And there are some other teams like Boston, I think, is another team that could absolutely grab Martin at number seven just because of the style of play that he is. And a lot of people want to compare him to Brad Marchand. So Boston fans are probably like, well, if we're not getting Brad Marchand back in free agency, then why not go get his replacement, a much younger replacement in Brady Martin?
Is there a guy that is kind of a pretty polarizing guy in this draft? We've had a few of these guys in the last couple of years where teams kind of like, if they pull the trigger because they're really banking on the upside, but man, it is a risky play.
Yeah, there's a few guys, but it's a little later in the draft. The big question mark, I think, in the top tier of this draft is Roger McQueen. And the reason I say that is because he's super talented. He's got the raw skill and ability to be arguably a number one center. There are some people that think that Roger McQueen, if he hits that ceiling at the NHL level, if he hits that high point, he could be one of the better centers in the NHL, being just super skilled, tall at 6'5". And, a lot of people want to throw the comparison to Tage Thompson out there because they're so similar. Right shot, big body, good good offensive skill and they can play a good two-way game. The only concern about Roger McQueen, and this is a concern that the Blue Jackets, they took the risk by drafting Caden Lindstrom last year, fourth overall, is Roger McQueen dealt with a pretty significant back injury, not just last year for the most of the year, but he had the problems in the 23-24 season, and doctors misdiagnosed that back injury as well, so it lingered for months for him. He just never really got the chance to really kind of fully display what he possibly could do in his draft year, but I guess for the combine, he said he was feeling 100% and he was just about ready to go and kind of move past all the injuries and look forward to his now NHL career, which, you know, I guess I can't say NHL career because you get drafted and you're obviously not immediately thrown to the NHL. But, you know, post NHL draft, he's looking forward to continuing his development and showing the team that drafted him why he was worth the.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Pick.
Also, let's be honest, Brayton. If that guy hits his ceiling, he is going to have a ton of endorsements with that name, right? Roger McQueen.
Yes.
I mean, who wouldn't want Roger McQueen and all of their advertisements on television? I mean, this guy's destined for the movies, I think, at some point.
Yeah, no. I mean, he is a fun player. He really is a fun player to watch. Again, he only played 17 games this year because of his injury, but the intangibles are there for a skilled center down the middle. He's got a nice shot to him. He can dangle and skate around guys like, you know, like a Tage Thompson can. Again, it's just the back injuries and whether or not those are actually behind him, and then he can continue to perform and not let that linger at any point in the rest of his career.
All right, buddy. Well, the number nine pick, a lot of people want to, I'd like to see it moved. We have Bo Byram out there. You have the number nine pick. We'll see what happens. You think? What do you think the appetite is for the Sabres and the NHL for that pick?
It's so tough, and I think we've talked about this before, that top 10 picks don't move very often in the NHL. Mm-hmm. They really don't. The last one that did was the Senators, I think, when they traded for Alex DeBrincat. I think that's the last time that we saw a top 10 pick move at all, and there have been other instances, but it's rare. Teams, when they find their guy in the top of the class that they really like, they would just rather sit and wait to see what happens, and then they have all the other, you know, contingency picks, the plan A's, the plan B's, the plan C's. And, you know, I personally would love to see the Sabres move this pick. I don't think they need a prospect that's going to continue to develop and may not be here for another 2, 3, 4 seasons. But again, just what are you exactly going to get out of trading the ninth overall pick? It has to be something that kind of blows your socks off. And I don't know what exactly that might be this year. I mean, is it a guy like Noah Dobson? Okay, but I don't think that's going to happen. Is it part of a trade that maybe you take a swing at a Jason Robertson tonight from Dallas? I mean, that's something that would be a little more intriguing. I just don't think that's going to happen. I think they're going to keep the ninth pick. I don't think they're going to move up. I don't know what team is going to want to, you know, give up that spot. Like, even if they wanted to try and move up to, say, 7 or 6 with Boston or Philadelphia, I don't see either of those teams moving from their spot. They're just going to let the board fall as it plays, and then they're going to make their selection and move on. Again, I would love to see the pick moved. I said it right after the draft lottery. Hey, they need to go focus and trade that pick, but I just think that's not going to happen at this point.
All right, buddy, get ready for a long night and maybe even a long weekend. You're going to be on tonight with Brian Coles. You'll start at 7, right?
Yep, yeah, looking forward to tonight, Brian and I. This is, oh, God, how many drafts have we done? This is my 10th draft that I've been here at WGR in Odyssey, Buffalo, and I think I've done coverage with Brian at least since 2017, hosting with him at the very least. I know a couple years ago he couldn't do it, so I hosted with Josh, I think. But, this is super exciting. I always look forward to this time of year. It is kind of like Christmas for me, where you get so excited, so amped up, and then when it gets here, it's just like, oh, I kind of don't want it to end. And then you get through the night, and you're just like, okay, yeah, I'm glad it's over.
it's like Thanksgiving dinner. You wait, and then it's over kind of in a flash, right? Yeah. Follow him on Twitter, at Brayton J. Wilson. And, of course, coverage tonight on WGR and WGR550.com. Thanks a lot, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Sal. Anytime.
All right, you got it. That is Brayton Wilson doing a great job covering the NHL draft, as he always does every year for us here at WGR and Odyssey. We'll take a timeout when we come back. I wrote it on Twitter earlier. I haven't yet talked about it. I will. I have a Bills recent comparable for the J.J. Paterka trade for some similarities that I think are really interesting, but also some differences, obviously. But I'll tell you what that is, who that is, and why that is when we come back on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.